سن الجزا حضرت والا نے بہت ہی عمدہ طریقے سے ہمیں تصوف اور تزکیہ کی معرفت کروا دی، اور ایک تزکیہ اور تصوف کا مطلب کیا ہوتا ہے، مقصود کیا ہوتا ہے، وہ کیوں ضروری ہے، ان تمام باتوں پر حضرت نے بہت ہی تفصیل کے ساتھ روشنی ڈالی. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے. پروگرام کو آگے بڑھاتے ہوئے آج کے ہمارے دوسرے مہمان خصوصی حضرت مولانا قاری ایوب اسحاق صاحب ساؤتھ افریقہ سے ہمارے سامنے موجود ہیں. ان سے درخواست ہے کہ حضرت والا جو بھی مناسب سمجھیں گے ہمارے سامنے قرات پیش فرمائیں یا نشید پیش فرمائیں یا بیان فرمائیں، حضرت کو ہم آزاد رکھتے ہیں. میں ان کو مقدمہ درخواست کرتا ہوں کہ تشریف لائیے اور ہم تمام کو مستفید فرمائیے.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إن عذابها كان غراما. إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا. إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. والذين إذا ذكروا بآيات ربهم لم يخروا عليها صما وعميانا. والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أولئك يجزون الغرفة بما صبروا ويلقون يلقون فيها تحية وسلاما خالدين فيها حسنت مستقرا ومقاما قل ما يعبأ بكم ربي لولا دعاؤكم فقد كذبتم فسوف يكون لزاما صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. First and foremost, I'd like to thank my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Ayub Sahib Surti, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, for thinking of me and calling me before I even arrived and inviting me to attend this auspicious program. I said to him at that time, ke istifada ki niyat se aur apni islah ki niyat se main hazir hone ke liye bilkul taiyar hoon balki main apni saadat samajhta hoon. That in attending, my intent would be for my own spiritual upliftment rather than coming to share something with you which I am in need of myself. Despite all of that, here I am seated before you by His order and His command, and I have recited some verses of the Quran to you, and I will share a few words, just a very few words. Firstly, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants me the tawfiq firstly, and all of us, that we make amal upon it. We are here on this earth for a very short span, lifespan of each human being, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bayna sitteen wa sab'een, between 60 and 70 years. Generally, that's the lifespan of every human being. Of course, some leave much earlier, and there are the very few who may depart from this world a little later than that. And the purpose for our existence and being here on this earth is well known, and that is for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, I have not created ins and jinn, humankind and jinn kind, but that they worship me. So this is the object that we have been sent on this earth with, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His worship will only endure until such time that we are breathing. Until we are alive, we are able to worship Him. We are able to perform salah. We are able to fast in the month of Ramadan, give in charity if Allah has granted us, and of course perform the Hajj if we are by the means. And in like manner, so many of the other ibadat, like recitation of Quran and Dhikrullah, and so many of the other good deeds that we can do during our lifetimes. But all of this comes to an end no sooner our eyes close to this world. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. That when a man leaves this world, in other words, he dies, his life comes to an end, all his good deeds and whatever he was doing and able to do during his lifetime, they all come to an end. They cease. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثِ. But there are three things that will endure even after your death. And this is the legacy we need to leave behind, that even though we may have departed from this world, there is something we have left behind, the benefit of which and the reward of which will accrue to us even after we have left the world. And amongst those three things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing he mentioned, sadaqatin jariyah, an enduring sadaqah, charity that is continuous and perpetual, that continues even after one's death and it remains behind and people benefit from it. Now that charity could be in various different forms, like building masjids, madrasas, hospitals, or libraries where people can learn, impart knowledge, and so on and so forth. Building, digging a well, so people benefit from the water of that well. Or providing water in any other form, whether it is well or otherwise. Even planting a tree whose shade people benefit from, or planting trees that are fruit-giving, fruit-bearing, and people benefit from the fruits of those trees. All of these could be in sadaqah jariyah. So that being the first one. The second one is ilman yuntafa'u bih, knowledge that people benefit from. And there's two ways that people could benefit from knowledge. Either you teach them something as far as the deen of Allah is concerned, and they practice upon it. As long as they will practice upon that, the reward will accrue to our account as well. And if they in turn teach it to somebody else, then the reward of his action and the reward of the one who he has taught, the reward of his action as well. And if he has taught multiples of people, the rewards of all of them will accrue to your account. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is enduring. This is something that will continue even after we have left this world. And the third one is, of course, and the second part is, if you've written a book, or you bought a book and gave it to somebody and he read and he practiced upon it, all of them, till such time that that book is in use and people are benefiting from it, the reward will come into your account as well. And the third thing mentioned in the hadith is waladin salihin yad'u lah, that righteous offspring is not just waladin yad'u lah, waladin salih, the word salih has been added there for a reason. That is a righteous child that continues praying and supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of the parent, whether it is the mother or the father, whoever was responsible for nurturing them. We were hearing about nurturing, and this is something that in present day and in our times needs to be given greater attention, nurturing of our future generations. In that, they benefit to us as well. Everybody invests in their child, even if it's for dunya, that somewhere along the line, in my old age, if my child, I educate him and give him the skills required to go out there and earn a living and make a good life, I can reap some of that benefit and it will be beneficial for me. But that is only till this dunya. What about the hereafter? The hereafter is bal tu'thiruna al-hayat ad-dunya. People generally give preference to this worldly life, whilst wal akhiratu khairun wa abqa, that the hereafter, it is better and it is enduring, it will continue, it is perpetual, unending. So do we give preference to the unending over the life that is going to come and terminate and is going to end? It will be very short-sighted. So each person, he invests in his future. He invests in his future, that in my old age, if I've invested correctly, it will be beneficial for me. But that is only until one's life span in this world. The real life is the life of the hereafter. What have we invested for that life the ultimate and the unending and our final destination, and that is the life of the hereafter. This is what is required, and this is what is being spoken about. The challenges are great. The challenges that we are facing in these times are great. And as far as the upbringing and the tarbiyah of our children is concerned, the challenges are very great. We know about it, we are hearing it, what they are trying to instill in the minds of young minds of our children, and what they are trying to turn them into, totally opposed to what our deen and our sharia will allow. This is the type of thing that we are facing. Children are coming into our madrasa. I was just relating to some of my students just a little while before I arrived here, that one ex-student of mine who teaches in some place in a maktab, he said to me that, you know, a 7 or 8 year old child boy came to madrasa the other day, and he comes and he asks me that, Ustad, will it be possible that tomorrow I wear an abaya and come to madrasa? An abaya is a lady's, a girl's attire. A boy wanting to dress in a girl's attire and is asking, he's not even feeling bashful or shy about asking his ustad, because he has been desensitized to these things. In the environment that they are going out there, this is what is being pushed, and desensitizing our children towards such things. So this is the type of question. How do we respond to that? As parents, we have a responsibility to our children that we update ourselves and we are aware of these challenges. We speak to our ulama and we speak to our scholars and get the correct answers and how to deal with these situations. And I was saying to them as well, as ustaz, those who are here seated here, this is a challenge for you as well, that in that classroom environment, in the 2 hours that the child spends with you in the afternoons or in the morning, wherever, whenever it is, these are the challenges that the child is facing. How are we going to counter that? This is the challenge of the day, the tarbiyah of our children. There's an assault on it. There's an assault on it from all directions to take us away, far away from our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand these things and prepare for that everlasting life of the hereafter in giving our children a good tarbiyah, that they be an asset for us, not only in this dunya, but an asset for us in the hereafter. Allah grant me tawfiq. These are the few words that I would like to share. Allah accept your coming here, and Allah grant us and make us from amongst the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we live our lives in conformity with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. And when we depart this world, Allah grant us the iman, with iman we depart, and the kalima on our tongues. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.